Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
KFI AM 640, Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. Good morning. Welcome to your Sunday. I will... let's just start with letting you know that today is an exciting day. Ciclovia happens today, and we'll give you all the details about that. We'll also have on Dr. Ranjay Rastogi from the UCLA kidney event. We'll find out what's happening there. Let's talk about some breaking news, though. One dead, 14 injured in a shooting incident that happened at a Cincinnati nightclub. This happened early this morning. There was a shooting at about 1 o'clock in the morning. Cincinnati Police Department informed ABC that this is large, it's complicated, it's a complicated homicide. At this point, they have multiple witnesses that they're interviewing, but they have nobody right now in custody. There's been no indication that this incident is terrorism related, and we'll keep you updated. You know, yesterday you might have heard about this. There is a pro-Trump rally in California, and apparently some fights broke out. Supporters of Donald Trump holding a rally on a popular Southern California beach, I guess, got into a little brawl. Four people were arrested is what they're saying. Multiple fights broke out. At least one Trump supporter was doused with pepper spray when pro-Trump demonstrators marching along Bolsa Chica State Beach, which is a beautiful beach, by the way, they encountered a small group who was opposed to the Republican president who had gathered to denounce the rally. And they just went at it. The fights appeared to start early in the afternoon when around a dozen anti-Trump protesters dressed in all black refused to move from the bike path. You know, they're standing there. People are going by in the bike path and nope, we're not going to move. And they then just started to go at it. The confrontation then escalated into a fight with more skirmishes, which broke out very quickly. At least one person was pepper sprayed by an anti-Trump protester, and they estimated around 2,000 Trump supporters flocked to that beach. They flocked to that coastline there, located south of the Oceanside at Huntington Beach, and there's video up, and there's a lot of bad words. So with that being said, you know, you'll be on your own if you'd like to watch this video, but that happened yesterday. Yesterday was a big day. A lot of stuff happening, including a little joke that happened. Well, not okay. So this was going crazy on Twitter. Paul Rhind, did you hear about this? The Republican bill yesterday, all right, that would have repealed tax penalties for people who go without health care, who rolled back federal insurance standards, okay? This was a big failure for Paul Ryan. He exited the White House in defeat and took no questions as he stepped into his black SUV. Within moments, the muffled sounds of Papa Roach's Last Resort was heard blaring from inside the car as he drove away. Can we play a little Papa Roach? Just to
cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation. No breathing.
All right, that's a clean version there. Brent, producer Brent.
Thank goodness. Yes.
You're familiar with Papa Roach?
Yes.
You're familiar. Okay. Now, here's the thing. This was a fake news story. This was not real.
No, it wasn't.
But it went wild on Twitter. I mean, the tweets that came out. Oof, the kicker of the New York Times story. That was one of the tweets there. And this all started as a story that happened by him exiting his, you know, getting shut down, getting in his SUV. And that was the big headlining story. Now, nothing was said from Papa Roach about this. Nobody's actually heard of, a lot of people don't even know who Papa Roach is.
They were a band from, they're a band from California.
Yeah.
I think they had that Last Resort, which happened in what, 2000?
It's been a long time. It has been a long time.
And they actually have a response.
They do.
They did. They were pretty, that band was resurrected about a few hours ago due to this fake news story.
You might not have heard of Papa Roach, but now you know who Papa Roach is because of this, you know, Paul Ryan story here. And so Papa Roach says, this is so great. They say, when we feel defeated, we listen to Paul Ryan. But in all seriousness, okay? And this is exactly what they wrote in. And I thought about this as well. They write, but seriously, Last Resort was written about suicide. If anyone is feeling defeated, get help at 1-800-273-TALK. So, you know, they cleared that up and they actually made the comment. But yeah, that happened yesterday. I just, you know, I just, how do these fake news stories start?
Well, that's a good question, and that's why we're covering it, because this went viral, and a lot of people actually believed this.
They did. I had friends asking me yesterday, oh my gosh, did you hear about Paul Ryan listening to Papa Roach? I'm like, what? And then, you know, we're talking about it here. It's amazing how a fake news story gets going and people start believing it.
True.
Well, so with that being said, that is not a true story. He did not get in his car and listen to that. You know, again, we want to remind you that coming up today, we have we'll be talking about Ciclovia, and also something that was really, really interesting is I never realized that Friday rush hour is actually the most dangerous time for LA drivers.
I would have thought it'd been 3 a.m. on a Sunday.
Same here. I would have thought exactly, or I would have thought maybe 3 a.m. on a Friday night. But no, you know, if you're sitting in traffic, okay, around 5 o'clock, once that hits 5 o'clock, people start thinking about freedom. You start thinking about your mind goes to those places where you're starting to think about, what am I going to do for dinner? Where am I going to go? Who's going to watch the kids? Your mind starts going into those places and you get into that daze. So the Friday evening thing is, while rush hour happens every weekday, that period between 5 and 7 is the most dangerous time to drive on LA freeways, according to Crosstown Traffic. They've done a study on this and they've analyzed that more people have accidents during that hour, because not because, you know, they're just crashing their car, because they're not paying attention. Their minds are in other places. And if you go into the deeper figures, they say that 17% of Friday collisions, totaling right now 4,995, have taken place between 5 and 7 p.m. And again, most dangerous time of the day for drivers. So keep that in mind. Try and stay focused. All right. Once again, I'm Hudson Hott in for Elizabeth Espinosa. We'll check in Rocio Rivera in the newsroom. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, baby. I feel it coming. KFI AM 640. Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. Oh, what an exciting morning, because, you know, we're going to be talking with the folks about biking, Ciclovia. That this is a great day to get out and do something. They're closing the streets down. We'll give you all the information about that. We'll also talk to Dr. Anjay Rastogi. But, you know, we're about to get into a story that you might have heard about going back to February 7th. This is a crazy story. This happened actually in Pasadena. And the reason we're talking about it right now is Pasadena police detective have finally released the video of the man who caused an explosion at the Cheesecake Factory. And they're offering a reward of up to $20,000. Have you ever been to the Cheesecake Factory there on California, on Colorado?
Not that particular one. No,
I've been there. It is good. It is some good food.
They're all good.
They're all good. But I guess finally they've released this video, which is up on our website. And go take a look, because $20,000 is dangling in front of your face there. KFIAM640.com if you want to see the video. But this happened on Thursday, February 2nd. That is when they responded to a call of an explosion at a cheesecake factory at 2 West Colorado Boulevard. And they're saying the male is described as possibly Hispanic, Middle Eastern, about 6 feet tall, heavy beard, wearing black clothing and a black beanie. But again, if you can go and take a look at that video, $20,000, KFIAM640.com. So they're looking for him. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is it takes us to Reggie the Alligator. Come on. Now, Reggie the Alligator. Hector, do you know who Reggie the Alligator is? Hector, do you know?
No, but I may find out right now.
Okay. Brent, producer Brent, Reggie the Alligator.
Back in 2005, there was this alligator in Machado Lake. And supposedly it was a pet of a past cop that just dumped the alligator because it got too big, dumped him in the lake. And it turned out that he became like this sort of icon. People said like, oh yeah, we have Reggie sightings.
And people were looking for Reggie.
Exactly. Here's a funny thing. Like during that time, Steve Irwin was still alive and he actually volunteered to go and catch the alligator, which didn't happen. He eluded capture for about a couple of years or so.
People kept having these Reggie the Alligator sightings.
Exactly.
But nobody could catch him, right? Okay. Well,
they had t-shirts.
I mean, Reggie's a big deal. This guy's a big deal. He was hard to capture. But so now, what I wanted to inform you here is that, ladies, Reggie is now off the market. After 2 years of hiding and, you know, people trying to capture this guy, they finally have caught him. And he is a bachelor no more. He's now with his new companion, Tina. Tina and Reggie have grown close after a little bumpy introduction. And the Los Angeles Zoo says that it's looking bright for these two. So he's found his woman at the zoo. They announced Wednesday after moving Tina, the female alligator friend, into Reggie's bachelor pad. They're getting along great. They initially did not see eye to eye, but now they're sharing a happy habitat after recently awaking from, you know, a little hibernation, cold-blooded, the things that cold-blooded animals do. But it seems like things are going great. Could there possibly be little, you know, Reggie's running around?
This is the first time because they've introduced a lot of other females for Reggie, but he never bit. Wait. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Right.
But
I understand.
It's a big deal, especially for the people at the LA Zoo, which we have on all the time on this show. So
yeah,
they're really big in conserving animals and what
I love you. That. I just love that. And they say that you can go by and you can see him at the LA Zoo. You can see him swimming and floating and sunning themselves. They're laying on the rocks together. Doesn't that sound like a good time? But I love the fact that there were t-shirts made, you know, and there's actually a website that was made just for Reggie the Alligator. That to me just blows my mind that this guy is so loved. So it only seems right that they find him, Tina, the love of his life.
Oh, by the way, I just refreshed in Cincinnati. Now it's 15 injured.
15 injured. But again, they still have no, they haven't captured anyone. They have no one to grab. We'll keep you updated on this. That is just, again, but not terrorist related.
No, not at this time. No.
Wow. Okay. That's just, we'll keep you updated to that. You know, you and I were talking about this earlier before we started the show, and I had said something about HOV, and you had, prior to this, had never heard of HOV, what HOV is.
No, I haven't.
Okay, HOV, all right, I'm going to give you the full details of what the HOV, it's High Occupancy Vehicle Systems, better known as, to everybody else, the carpool lane. For some reason, everyone here calls it the carpool lane, but now they're calling it the HOV lane. And the reason I'm bringing that up is Metro's considering tighter rules right now for the carpool lane. They talked about this on Thursday, and they voted on ways to improve, you know, traffic flow and sluggish carpool lanes with excess lanes on the freeways, including increasing the number of passengers required for vehicles to use the carpool lanes. Increasing the number. Now, do you ever have another person in the vehicle with you when you're driving, or do you ever get to take the carpool lane?
I never really get the chance. I usually commute by bike or bus or something like that.
Well, they say roughly that 2/3 of the state's HOV lanes were, you know, downgraded between July, according to a report from the California Department of Transportation. And they say that the report recommended improving speeds in slow-moving lanes by metering certain HOV lanes, or even, you know, converting them into standard lanes. So I personally am somebody who always has another individual with me always in the car, and I totally take full advantage. Rocio, what do you think about this? What do you think about the, you know, increasing the number of people?
I think it's a bad idea because it's hard enough to, you know, have someone else in your car anyways. Like, everyone just drives themselves everywhere.
So for you, okay, so right now I'm sitting here with two people who both only have one person in the car. You're never, ever able to take advantage of that.
Never, never.
Well, and if they make you add a third person in the car, who's going to use that?
It's going to be empty all the time.
All the time.
Even more empty than they are now.
I mean, it is. And for me, because I do have somebody a lot of the times in the car, I notice that I'm like, yes, thank goodness I've got a kid in the car with me today.
Do dogs count?
Dogs and mannequins do not count.
Don't you wish? But we'll see how that rolls. But the Red Line subway could actually extend into South LA. So this could be something if you're somebody who rides the subway. They had a meeting on Thursday, which they're possibly going to extend the Red Line subway south between Vermont Avenue all the way to 125th Street. So this could make a difference as well. There's different options for dedicated bus lanes on the street. I mean, they're trying to really, you know, make it easier for folks who are driving to get to their destinations. But are you ready for the autonomous car? That is this. I have such a fear of a self-driving car, and I don't know why. Because I mean, they're doing all these studies on the cars these days. How do you feel about the autonomous car? Do you feel like...
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One, it regulates the flow of traffic.
Correct.
Which is fantastic. Two, it puts the safety element... It automates the safety element. It takes that sort of element of the driver, which could be random, basically.
Well, you know, they do say that California has great reason to welcome this, you know, autonomous car, the self-driving car, because 3,000 people die on the roads every single year, and self-driving cars could actually eliminate human error that causes 90% of those crashes. And we had talked about this earlier. I mean, even the human error where it's a Friday night between 5 and 7 on an LA freeway, they're saying that is the most dangerous time to drive because your mind is elsewhere. You're thinking about where you're going, what you're going to do over the weekend. What am I going to make for dinner? Who's going to watch, you know, the kids tonight? Am I going to do a date night? Are we going to go movies? You know, it's that kind of thing. So this is where the self-driving cars come into play. And this is where they're showing the research that, you know, 3,000 people are dying in car accidents every year. And this could really save.
If you fact, yeah, absolutely. So you have the self-driving cars, you have, well, LA is making big, big steps to sort of taking away the sort of stress of the freeway.
They really are.
And the Red Line extension is not going to happen. If it does get enacted, it's not going to be till 20 years from now.
Right. That,
little bit too late, but it's happening now, which is great.
It is great. I'm excited though to actually get into one of these cars. Would you be the guinea pig and do, like, you know, the testing for one of these cars?
Absolutely.
See, I think I would too. Part of me is afraid. Rocio. Oh, would you do it? Would you get it? Would you be? You wouldn't be a beta tester for one of these?
No. Did you guys hear the story I just read at my quarter that Uber's halting their testing for self-driving cars in Arizona because someone crashed into one of those cars and it rolled over? So, ooh.
Well,
no,
I mean, they've got to work. See, that's the thing, is they've got to work out these bugs. But the only way that they're going to work these out is by getting them on the road with people. True. You know, and then there's no other way. Are they going to self-drive themselves? And so speaking, yes, they are, but you still need somebody inside the vehicle. Okay, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. Let's get to Rocio Rivera in the newsroom. It's 6:40 Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. I'm Hudson Hott. You know, as I came into work this morning and I'm looking at this news story, it made me think that I have a son. I have a 15-year-old son who's fast asleep, drooling on his pillow. And as I'm reading this story, there is millennials. They have found a new solution to the high rents. Okay. And this came across my mind this morning. I don't see my son moving out when he's 21 years old. And I only say this because this kid he's an actor. That's what he does. And now with the price of rents, I don't even know how anyone can afford to live. Brent?
Well, when you look at the average in March of this year was $1,440.
That's an average.
That's the average.
Hector, you're a millennial. How are you affording to live?
Living at home, unfortunately.
See, okay.
There you go. There's our demographic.
Okay, you know where I'm going now. I'm going to Rocio. Rocio?
Yes?
Can I ask you, what do you pay in rent?
Oh, man. We actually live in a rent-controlled apartment, so...
Oh, she's so lucky.
You are so lucky.
That's what you have to do, is you need to find yourself a rent-controlled place. They still raise your rent every year, but...
But not a lot.
Not a lot. Like, I think the max is 3% per year.
You will never leave that place.
Never, until we buy property, which will be, like, never.
It's impossible. and that's what this story is saying. But, like, Hector, when do you plan on moving out?
When I got enough money.
Okay. See, but here, that this is what they say. They say that Los Angeles rents are some of the worst in the nation, and it's really even difficult to wrap your brain around trying to purchase a home here. I mean, you have to have a large enough down payment. You have to have the most immaculate credit, as you know. I mean, this is hard. It's hard to even save up when just the rent alone. How do you save? How do you save money if you're paying $2,000 a month for rent?
That's where your parents come in. That's how most people my age have homes. Their parents give them money.
Yeah, and that's it. But, you know, we're in a totally different time right now where parents are struggling on their own. I want to go here because there is some more information here that says that 41.5% of millennials either still live at home or they've moved out and they can't afford it, so they've actually moved back home. I mean, that's where we're at right now in this world. And how are you ready to have, you know, a 25-year-old living with you? When is that moment where you get that moment of peace? Where you're
never.
See, that's it. We want to be not having to do your laundry. We want to not have to constantly cater to your every whim and need.
But jeez. I thought mothers love doing that.
We do, but
what to tell you.
Okay, they do tell you that, and yes, we love you, but we also look for that moment, that ray of hope when you are out of the house and you're supporting yourself. But it's, how can you when the rent is so high unless you live in a rent-controlled building, right? I mean, you know, there's some numbers here that are just, you know, they're saying that 54% of men, under the age of 21, between 18 and 21, still live at home. They don't really have any time to make extra income. So they're not going to leave. They are not going to leave. They're going to stay at their mom's house. And, you know, compared to other states, California, we've got the highest number. And it's because of the cost of living. Now, how would you feel about having a guy you're dating who still lives with his mom?
Awkward.
Would you feel good about going over? We're going to go no. over. Come on. Because how do you even...
I probably wouldn't date him for very long.
You wouldn't?
No.
So, but you know, you have to think about this, right? You know, regardless if, you know, he's a great guy and everything and he's trying, he's out there, but he's just not making enough. Does that matter to you? Will that matter?
Yeah, I mean, it matters, but you may... I don't know. I would probably move on.
And here's the other thing that's why it's hitting the millennials so hard. They have a relatively high percentage of unemployment.
Yeah.
Like right here, I'm reading 8.7%. 8.7. The numbers just came out as far as unemployment in LA dropped under 5%. Actually, it's 4.8 to be exact. So it's a disproportionate amount of millennials that are unemployed right now. So that's another hit. So
do you know that there's a percentage that says the millennials that are living at home only have a high school, the percentage of millennials that are living at home, only 32.4% of them have a high school diploma.
That's understandable when you look at the other thing that's hitting them is student loans as well.
Yeah. And college tuition too.
And tuition as well.
Tuition.
So it's a lose-lose situation.
It's expensive to live.
It is expensive. So what do we do? How do you fix this? How do you get more millennials out of the house into a job? You know, how do you do this?
This article actually refers to millennials should think more communally. Three people to a single bedroom or something like that, which sounds hilarious.
That's just unfortunate.
Yeah, but it looks like that's their only option if they want to live in this.
Do you share a home right now with other people?
With my wife.
Okay, with your wife. But no, would you take a person? Just say Hector.
No, hold on.
You won't. You wouldn't let Hector come on and move in with you guys?
Like Hector as a person, but no.
Hector's shaking his head. I'm not living with Brent. Rocio?
Somebody take Hector, please.
Well,
please,
I mean,
I'm just like a little kid in the box.
I do have a garage.
Okay. But, you know, but these are the things that, you know, as you're sitting here going... Yep, I've got a 15-year-old or I've got a 12-year-old. Chances are that your child might not be moving out until they're at least 25, 26, 27, depending upon what they're doing and where they're working in life. And it seems that a lot of them right now, the 32% of millennials, you know, have diplomas. That's a big gap.
It is.
And so, you know, there's something to be said about this. Either we've got to somehow... balance out our cost of living, make it more affordable, find more rent-controlled buildings. All right, we got lots to talk about this morning. Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. We'll go to the newsroom with Rocio Rivera. AM 640. Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. Okay, so my bracket is completely shot now. UCLA lost to Kentucky on Friday night. I'm out of it. I am out of it, but I'm actually in it because I'm excited that we get a chance to speak from UCLA, Dr. Rastogi, who is the professor of medicine, and he's over at UCLA, and his specialty is kidney and blood pressure. Dr. Rastogi, good morning.
Yes, I'm here, Hudson. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yes. Perfect. Good morning. Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Hudson, for having me on this very important call. I really appreciate that.
Well, Dr. Rastogi, tell me exactly we're getting ready for the UCLA Kidney Health Fair. Now, yes. What is your background?
So Hudson, I'm a kidney specialist and also a blood pressure specialist. I'm also a pharmacologist. My PhD is in pharmacology. And today's event that you mentioned at Santa Monica Beach is to increase kidney awareness. And you would ask me why. Why do we need to have this event?
Yes.
So let me just go over a bit what problem we have right now in the U.S. about kidneys. So kidneys don't get as much attention or don't get any attention as other organs, like breast, prostate, colon cancer. But if you look at patients with kidney disease, their five-year survival is much worse than most of these common cancers. But we don't pay attention to that. Mm. Now, let's look at some numbers, and I'll be going over the event then. 15% of the adult U.S. population has kidney problems, and it's getting worse with time. Diabetes is the most common cause of kidney disease in the U.S. and in the Western population. Some other important numbers, about 120,000 new cases of patients with kidney disease start on dialysis. 120,000
cases. Wow. You know, Dr. Astogi, as we get into this, maybe there's somebody who doesn't really understand what is the actual role of the kidney.
Wonderful question. That's a great question, Hudson. I'm glad you asked that. So when we think of kidneys, we think of urine, you know, and that's great. I mean, that's what the kidneys do. But if you want to look in a very simplistic way what the kidneys do, they purify your blood. They get rid of all the waste products. And it's a very complex organ. It's almost as complex, if not more, as your brain. So all the stuff that you eat and drink and acid-base electrolytes, everything is controlled by the kidneys. They are the controller. But more important than that, there also are very important what we call hormone source. For example, as simple as vitamin D. You know, we talk about vitamin D all the time. But the vitamin that you ingest, unless they're processed by the kidneys, they're not active. The blood pressure. Kidneys are an important cause of high blood pressure.
So now what about if somebody takes a vitamin D supplement?
That will help if your kidneys are working properly. So if your kidneys are not working properly, no matter how much vitamin D you take, they will not be processed.
Okay, so when your kidneys go wrong,
yes,
what happens?
So when your kidneys go wrong, your whole body system shuts down. And actually, if your kidneys don't work properly, and what we call advanced kidney disease, you can die. But even before that, it affects your quality of life. It affects your productivity. People are tired. They are not productive. And depression sets in. They get anemic. They get hypertensive, so they lose their jobs. They go on support system. So kidney disease is very prevalent. And once the kidney disease advances, they end up on dialysis. And that's a whole different story than they're going for dialysis, sometimes just to stay alive.
Oh, you know, I wanted to ask you, though, what are maybe some of the signs, okay, that you know that something's going wrong? Because maybe you think you're healthy. You've never, ever had a problem with your kidney. What are some of the signs, like instant signs that people should say, okay, I need to have this checked?
Hudson, you're absolutely brilliant. I mean, this is a great question. So when we think about kidney disease, you know, some of the common signs, you might get swollen, you might get headaches from high blood pressure, you might get, you know, fatigued. But what's really important, and one of the points that I want to drive home today, is in majority of cases, kidney disease is asymptomatic till the very end. And the only true way you can really find is by a simple blood test and urine test that you get with your doctor on a regular basis once a year. And it's very inexpensive.
Okay. Now, for somebody who's listening, what does asymptomatic mean?
Asymptomatic means that you have no symptoms. They don't feel anything.
Right.
They don't feel anything that is wrong with their body. And they go. And a lot of these cases are identified when they go to see their doctor for a pre-op. And they said, oh, we need to do your blood test before your surgery. And then they find out they have advanced kidney disease.
Now, okay, so now I'm reading the story that many dialysis patients get unnecessary colonoscopies.
Yes and no. You know, when we look at these preventive measures, colonoscopy, breast cancer screening, prostate cancer, it's case by case. You know, there are general guidelines for the population, and we follow them, but also it depends upon your family history. It depends upon your risk factors. So I think it really is important that they talk to their physician and see if there's a need. In our practice at UCLA, we don't do unnecessary. Now, they do need to get their regular screening, and that's for everything. My patients get them all the time, but it's based on the guidelines. If they're getting more than they need, then that's a problem.
Now, okay, another question for you is, what about the age range? Can this affect somebody who's in their, you know, 30s, or is it later on in life?
That's another very good question. So the yes, it can affect in the 20s, but more important than that, you can be born with kidney disease. And we have babies on dialysis. I mean, babies. I mean,
that's heartbreaking, Dr. Rastogi.
It's very heartbreaking. I mean, and you know, and if you come to my dialysis unit, and if you come to the event today, there is a kidney zone. We have a spin on that.
Okay, so that is really. Did you think, Dr. Rastogi? Did you think of that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
That was my creation.
Okay. You know what? Right now, I'm giving you a virtual high five because that was brilliant. By the way, once again, we're talking with Dr. Rastogi, professor of medicine at UCLA, from the kidney and blood. He's a kidney and blood pressure specialist. And now, are you physically going to be out today at the UCLA Kidney Health Fair?
That's my fair. I'm putting it together.
You're there.
Yes.
They'll get to meet the superstar.
My team. Yes. No. And they. It's so. Just about this fair, we did one 2 years ago, and if I can just say something, why did we do this fair, right? Why
please, come on.
So I'm a strong believer. So I work at one of the top academic programs in the world. I have a PhD in pharmacology. I'm a kidney specialist. But one of the things that I really tell my patients and everybody, our job is to prevent you from getting on dialysis and transplant. You know, as we want to provide the best care if you need that, but prevention is very...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Important. So that's one key thing that we want to drive is you need to be your best advocate. And how can you be your best advocate? By being educated, right? You're doing the right choices. The other thing that I really truly believe in Hudson, and if you come to the event, I hope you do if you have time, is that, you know, we talk about traditional medicine. You go to a doctor, they give you pills, they give you medications, or they give you some procedure or surgery if you need that. And that's fine if you need that. But all the other stuff that impacts your life that we don't talk about that much. For example, meditation. I'm a strong believer in mind over everything else.
I totally agree. I am all about the meditation and even yoga. You know?
So Hudson, I don't know if I can say there is going to be a big yoga component. There's a yoga teacher who's been featured in LA Yoga and stuff, and she's going to do poses, Hudson, that actually are specific for kidney disease, and I didn't know that. And the other thing that I want to mention is normally, you know, I grew up doing yoga. I don't do it that much anymore, but my aunt used to take me when I was 5 years old to this yoga classes at 5 a.m. in the morning, which I obviously...
Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say...
KFI AM 640, Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hahn, and yes, we're going to be out at Ciclo La Vida today. It's going to be an amazing day. There's going to be thousands of people out there, whether you're cycling, whether you're skating, whether you're dancing. I would totally get out there and dance. I think I actually might do that today. But you can run. This is a festival that begins at 9 o'clock this morning, and it's a 6-mile route that proceeds all along Washington Boulevard and Washington Place in Culver City before it switches over to Venice Boulevard and South Centinela Avenue. Now, if you're not familiar with what the Ciclo La Vida is, okay, this is an event that is based on an open street festival that originated in Colombia, and Ciclo La Vida, which I'm probably not saying it correctly. I'm giving it my best shot, Brent over here, producer Brent, is smiling at me. But it means in Spanish, bike ways, which is to promote a cleaner environment. And that is what's happening today. If you've never been to one, well, today is your day, bro, to go, because it sounds like this is going to be a great time. All right, let's find out from Stephanie Ramirez, who's from the AARP and Tofari Bain, who's a chief strategist. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Okay. So now, Stephanie, what does AARP have to do with Ciclovia? Hello? Oh, no. Are you there? We might have lost. That's okay. You know what? She'll call back. But let me tell you about some of the events that are happening today for Ciclovia. I mean, as you know, this is where Culver City meets Venice. This is an event, again, starts at 9 o'clock this morning, and we're going to be finding out more information. Okay, Stephanie, are you back on there with us?
I am.
Hi. I think your phone is, you must be busy out there this morning.
No worries. It's always a big excitement when we are, it's Ciclovia Sunday, but AARP is definitely excited to be part of this. You know, some of the listeners don't know, AARP is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, and our mission is to strengthen communities and promote issues that matter most to families, such as healthcare, security, financial security, and personal fulfillment. So yeah, it's a surprise that we're going to be out in the Open Streets Festival. But we've been partnering with Ciclovia and a partnership with the World Health Organization to help make cities and counties more age-friendly. And so what Ciclovia is doing in providing and more transportation options for people and for folks, older adults and children, people really of all ages, to be able to reimagine their streets. That's what our work here locally is all about.
Okay, this is some great information. And so you guys will be out there today, and it starts at 9 o'clock. Now, how many years have you guys been doing this?
I believe this is our year. You know, it started off, we were able to, myself as an Angeleno, I always try to go to all the Ciclovia since it first started. For AARP's involvement, this is our second year, and we've been able to launch a pedicab effort. And so for those folks that might just need a little bit of help, being able to move around the different fun activities that are going to be planned in the different hubs along the 6 mile route, we have some pedicabs available. And so you can just hail one, at the, different, hubs that will be available today and, be able to enjoy the fun.
Okay. Well, Stephanie, I'm going to look for that while we're out there. Thank you so much. We'll see you out there at Ciclovia. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Let's go to Tofari Bain. Am I saying that? You're a
Tofari.
You're a chief.
It's harder than the project name.
All right. So Tofari. So you are actually a chief strategist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
and what does that mean?
I basically support in the political planning, and I work on our sponsors and partners to help bring programming to the event. I also work with the city policy, you know, political processes to help make sure that, you know, we are as the least impactful as possible and, you know, as vibrant as possible in event.
Okay. And what is the process of making, you know, a Ciclovia event? What is that?
Yeah, no worries. We basically work really closely with city officials. So we are a city, like a public-private partnership. The city councils ask us to program the event in their neighborhoods, and also community residents sometimes talk to their council people or talk to the mayors about doing the event in their area. Then we work really closely with city officials to identify a route that has the least amount of impact on residents but has the most benefit towards commercial districts and also towards cultural institutions. And then I get down on the ground. We work really close to your residents. We door knock every door along the route. We do community
meetings.
Yeah, there's it takes like a year, roughly 2 years. 2 years for a new route, even like about a year for.
This is a very popular route. This is back. This is the how many?
This is our third. This is our third time on this route. The first time we did it was actually from downtown to Venice Beach,
right.
But that was a little hard for us. So we decided to scale it back a little bit, and we might do that long one again. Though it was really fun.
And there's so many great places to stop by as you're out and about. Things that you probably have never done before because you're usually driving, right? People this time, as you're walking. Biking, skateboarding, however, you're going to be getting around today. I mean, there's so many great places to stop by and just take a look-see, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a really unique part of Los Angeles. Every part of LA is kind of unique. This part of it, Culver City, Mar Vista, Venice Beach, these are little nooks of Los Angeles that highlight different parts of the beach communities. There's all kinds of restaurants along the way. Like there's a beautiful farmers market in Mar Vista that is one of the best in the city, frankly.
Really?
There's a skateboard park and the mural on walls in Venice Beach. There's so many little areas like Abbot Kinney,
Great area.
There's just like lots of little, parks, palms. There's so many parts of the city that folks don't necessarily visit. We always drive through so much of the city at, 40, 50, if we want to, 60 miles per hour. And this is an opportunity to slow down, really appreciate, the culture of our city and really see people. I think our event tends to look like Los Angeles, but if we look at our demographic spread, it's just like the ethnic spread of the city, the age spread of the city. And so seeing folks out in the sun, having a great time, enjoying the city, enjoying each other, it's one of those kind of little magical reintroductions to a city that we know really well, and I think that sometimes it can help people to go about the next day after the event, looking at the city with a little bit more of a gleam in their eye, a little bit refreshed about, going back to the urban struggles.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, this is one of the events that, this is a way to get people out and about. I mean, like, there's just certain places that I want to be able to, stop my bike and look at, the Washington Building, or even, the Kirk Douglas Theater.
That's beautiful.
Right? It's beautiful. And there's so many great things to see. And until you really get up close and personal with it, become one, this is, the best way to do it, because usually we're in a car and we're driving. We're actually going to be on a bike, or we're going to be on a skateboard, or walking, or dancing.
Exactly. And I want to emphasize, it's not just for bikers. Our event is very much about almost a block party. It's almost like a big park for a day. So, there's a lot of bikes, obviously. It's one of the best ways to get through 7 miles, obviously. But skateboards, walking, we have pedestrian zones only. There's definitely a lot of activities, no matter if you own a bike or not. No matter your mode of transportation, as long as there's no gas in it, we're cool with it.
Okay.
And just go kind of slow and just hang out and just enjoy the city and just come out. You can just walk and just hang out in one area if you want. And we definitely have people who walk the 7 miles back and forth easy. They'll come to the whole event and just walk it. They call it Walk La Via often.
I love that. Well, and the thing is, too, is, I mean, it's not a race, okay? People should know that. Keep that in mind. But, be aware of your surroundings, because there are going to be bikers. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be people who have the freedom to whiz by. And that's part of the excitement for them is, you don't have to worry about anything because the streets are closed and you're going to want to, cruise. But aware of your surroundings, I would recommend.
And before we get off, I just want to make sure to point out for folks that the event has crossing points. Cars can cross this event safely. We work with transit officials and the LAPD, and we have tons of volunteers to make those safe. And cars can traverse the event. So it's not like the marathon where it really chokes things up. This is an event that tries to be as least impactful as possible, because it's really about public space.
And what about
making more space for more people?
Yeah. Okay. And, I do know that you, I was looking on the website, and it seems that you have so many volunteers and whatnot. How does somebody get involved for next year to be part of this?
Yeah. I mean, the key thing is going to our website. We are very much a volunteer. I mean, we have staff and we have, paid folks, but the volunteers are the lifeblood organization. They help to, they hang out at our intersections. They vibe check. And the way you get involved with that, we often take community groups if they want to help take over an intersection, or individuals who just want to show up. You go to our website. There's a link for volunteers. You sign up and it shows all the roles. We have training sessions for that. We'll roll you into our next event. And sometimes there's also sort of a ladder within our volunteer program, and folks get really engaged with us. And we definitely have folks who started off volunteering with us who now work with us very regularly in our staff and some
Well,
others, so.
I would be remiss if I didn't also talk about AARP is also going to have a lot of volunteers in our zone. So we're actually also going to be at the Mar Vista Farmers Hub. So if you have an opportunity to stop by, we're hosting a classic game zone. So what Tafari was talking about, if you just want to have a chill day, grab some coffee, play some board games, come and visit AARP and some of our volunteers in the
Mar Vista Farmers.
That's awesome. Yes, okay, you know what,
cool
guys, it's that is cool. And I will absolutely be doing some volunteering for you folks. I love this. This is a great event. Tafari, Chief Strategist, and Stephanie Ramirez from AARP, an Associate State Director for the Community. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you out there today. It begins today at what time?
At 9 a.m. sharp, but you know, you can show up early. The streets start opening at 8 a.m. You can just come hang out. And we'll be doing a press event, our launch sort of event in Culver City.
Okay.
Culver City. You'll find us.
We'll see you out there. KFI AM 640, Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. We'll check in with Rocio Rivera in the newsroom.
You were about to say Perez.
I was. Call back from last week.
Spanish actor Antonio Banderas.
AM 640. Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. It's all about Ciclovia this afternoon. Well, actually, this morning, let me just tell you about some of these street closures before we go over to Dave Sotero. I will tell you that Main Street, okay, from Venice Way to Market Street will be closed at 8 a.m. until 5:30. Now, all of the road closures that I'm about to give you will all start at 8 a.m. this morning and will reopen at 5:30. With that being said, you have Windward Avenue, Rivera to Speedway, Windward Circle will be closed, Grand Avenue, it'll be closed from Venice Boulevard to Windward Circle. Streets closed again, Venice Boulevard, Grand Boulevard to Grandview Boulevard, Centinella, Venice Boulevard to Washington Place, Washington Place, Centinella Avenue to Tilden Avenue, Washington Boulevard, Tilden Avenue to Wetaska Avenue, Culver Boulevard, Wetaska Avenue to Canfield Avenue, and Washington Boulevard will be closed as well, Canfield Avenue to National Boulevard. These will all shut down at 8 a.m. They will reopen at 5:30, so just keep that in mind. Let's check in with Dave Sotero, who is the he's with the LA Metro Communications Manager. And Dave, you're out there today, aren't you?
I will be shortly after this interview.
After this interview. So now no pressure on me here. I'm keeping you from doing what you do best. Okay,
No problem.
So tell me what part do you play in, you know, the Ciclovia event today?
Well, Metro has a number of really good bike programs, and our Open Streets program is one of them. We fund Open Streets programs throughout the county, and we're funding the Ciclovia this morning. The goal is to get new people to try bicycling and discover their city in a new way and use transit to get there.
This is I am personally somebody who, if I can bike there, I bike. This has been my motto for years. It's why ride when you can roll? That's
absolutely. It's you know, if you can get someplace that is a short distance, you really don't need to burn fossil fuels to make that trip. You can either walk, you can bike, you could use transit. So it's really a way to try to reduce the number of trips that are made in LA County exclusively by automobile. We're trying to spread those trips out, and it's really good for the environment, and it helps us keep LA moving.
Yeah. I have a question for you. How old is the Metro Bike Share? How old is this program?
Well, we officially launched the Bike Share program in July of last year.
Mm-hmm.
We started in downtown LA, and we have goals to move to other parts of LA County. In fact, by this summer, we should have three.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
New bike share locations opening up in the Port of L.A., Pasadena, and Venice. But overall, our goal is to have up to 4,000 bike share bikes working in L.A. County in the coming years. So it's a big program, and we're rolling it out step by step.
Yeah, okay. So now you're going to have bikes out there today, and you're actually going to be offering free bike safety classes, correct?
Yeah, we'll be offering bike safety classes. We're actually going to have two temporary bike share stations at Ciclovia today. So even if you don't have a bike, you can still ride the route thanks to Metro.
This is fantastic. And how much does it cost to ride the bike?
Well, we have pretty simple options for bike share, fitting pretty much every need. So, I mean, if you wanted to purchase a yearly pass, you could do that for just $40.
Wait, for the entire year?
For the entire year, yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. Do you get a card, a badge? What do you get? How do people know?
Well, I think what makes our program unique is that you can actually use the same card whether you're using bike share or you're using the transit system. So it's very convenient for people. And that's actually the first transit fare of its kind in the country.
Another thought that I'm having, and because this is very new to me. So let's just say I take the bike from one hub. Do I have to bring it back to that hub, or can I bring it to a different hub?
Well, right now we have bike share in downtown Los Angeles. We have about 61 different bike share stations throughout the downtown area. So the idea would be pick up your bike at one location, go where you need to go, and then deposit the bike at a station that's near where you're going to be going. So you don't have to return it to the exact same location if you don't want to.
That is brilliant. This is so great. I really hope more people, you know, decide to start using the bike share. Now, what do you do with theft? How do you curb some of that?
Well, actually, theft is not really an issue with bike share. We've seen that across the systems nationwide. There's quite a few bike share programs in existence. LA was not the first, but because we're considered the car capital of the world, it is important that we have brought it to Los Angeles to try to remove the perception that LA is the exclusive domain of the automobile. But theft is not an issue. You know, you do need a credit card to be able to take advantage of the bike share system. So if you decide you want to steal that bike, your credit card is on file, and we would
I wasn't really concerned with, like, people stealing the bike from, like, where you lock it up if you're running in to grab a coffee. My concern was, you know, if somebody's, you know, saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to do the bike share, and they just leave with the bike, you know. But, if you've got their credit card information. Okay, today, so where can folks come out and take advantage of the safety classes?
There are several hubs along the way of the Ciclovia route this morning between Culver City and Santa Monica. We will have bike safety classes at those hubs. So pretty much when you're riding the route, you're going to go through these hubs anyway. Look for the Metro booth, and that's where we will have information about bike share, about our other Metro bike programs, as well as safety classes.
Love it. Dave, I want to thank you so much. I know you've got to get rolling this morning, okay? Dave Sotera from LA Metro. He's a communications manager. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll see you out at Ciclovia. It's Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hot, KFI AM 640. We'll go to Rocio Rivera.
But what did you do? What did you say? Or did you walk or did you run away? Where are you now? Where have you been? Did you go alone or did you bring a friend? Out of the sun, having fun, feeling free. And I can tell you know how hard this life can be. But you keep on smiling for me.
KFI AM 640 Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hot. We've been talking about Ciclovia. It's a big event. It's shutting down a lot of roads. I'm going to give you some information on how to get there, where to park, because, you know, maybe you're going to do the ride. You're going to do the ride share. You're going to use the Metro ride share. That is such a great program that they have, really, where you can just rent the bike for $40 for the entire year and use that super convenient. You might want to think about doing that. But if you're trying to get around, if you're in Marina Del Rey, there's some open parking areas in Marina Del Rey at the Via Marina and Marquesas Way is where you can park there. Abbot Kinney, you can park at California and Electric, 580 California Avenue. These are open lots again. We're making it super easy for you to park and go and start your day at Ciclovia 2017 with us. Millwood and Electric, 1511 Electric Avenue. If you're in Venice, you can park at Pacific and 17th, Pacific and Windward, Rose and Navy, Speedway and Market. You can also park at Speedway and Venice, Speedway and Sunset, Venice Beach Parking. That's 200 North Venice Beach. That's always such a busy area. If you've been down there, that is always in Venice. I love it. It's such a fun time. And you've got Washington Boulevard and the Venice Pier. If you want more information and detailed maps, they've really gone out of their way this year at Ciclovia to make it easy for you to get around, whether it's taking the metro, whether it's, you know, parking your vehicle. You can go to ciclovia.org. Or you can go to our website, which we've got everything. That's really the best place for you to go. You can always go to KFIAM640.com. I recommend you do that. But, you know, with the Ciclovia happening today, you know, what about if you're taking a ton of selfies because you're walking, you're riding, and you're taking so many pictures, and maybe you've got music on, maybe you've got us on, you're listening to KFI, your phone's going to die. Well, I was concerned. What do you do, right? Do you have to carry one of those backup chargers? No. What they're going to have out today is they're going to have one of these charging stations where you can go over to LADWP. They'll have a solar trailer. And why not let the sun power up your phone? Some of the cool events you can do, we actually had Stephanie on from AARP, and she informed us that they're actually going to be offering up some of the free, you know, the free games, right? You can, there's going to be a fun zone over there, but also there's going to be one of those petty rides where you can go for a ride for free and that, but a lot of activities happening, even a bike program. Now, Brent, you're a bicyclist. I remember you're a biker.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, when did you start riding your bike?
Probably when I was about 6.
Now, Hector still rides a tricycle from what, you know, Hector had said he rode a tricycle. But what about John? John, do you ride a bike?
Not anymore. I used to, though, for my undergrad.
Okay, so how many years ago has it been?
A good 4 years, maybe 5.
See, you're a perfect candidate to get out there and do the Metro bike ride. You should get one of those passes. They're $40.
It's too expensive.
$40?
Yeah.
Remember, we just did that story about how millennials are broke and living with their parents.
We did. Okay. Yes. John, are you still living at home with your parents?
I live in a side house, but technically, yes. But I also live in an apartment for school. So technically, no, but technically, yes. But yeah, They'll help pay for my rent.
This
so,
is a
yes.
callback, by the way, earlier to a story that we had talked about with millennials staying later in life in your home. And so if you've got somebody right now who's 13 years old or even 12 years old, they still qualify as a millennial, okay? And you take a look at them and they're going to be with you a lot longer than you think. Just amazing. It's just because the rent is so outrageous and high. So in downtown, by the way, let's go back to Ciclovia. In downtown Culver City, they're going to have that a kid's bike safety course. So if you get out there early enough, they're going to be offering up free helmets. I did want to pass that information on to you. But while you're going to be out and about, you know, we've had so much rain lately, which is a blessing. It is wonderful. I mean, we finally, you know, have hit, we're not in a drought. But with all that rain, it brings the mosquitoes, right? And you're going to be out today doing some walking, some bike riding, whether you're at UCLA for the kidney fair or you're at Ciclovia. You have to be aware of the invasion of the large flying insects. Do you know about this, Brent?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, this because of the rainy weather and the warming temperatures, this has made us a perfect place for bugs. I heard, now I'm not an expert on this and I've never sold Avon, but I have used it in the past. And I don't know if it's the odor that I give off, but there was a product called Soft Scent made by Avon. It's like an oil that you put on. It's like a lotion. Have you heard of that?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, do you know that it is a bug repellent?
Yeah, the skin's so soft.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it smells delicious.
It smells really good, and it could be, I recommend you possibly put that on before you go out today, right? It makes sense. I mean, because right now it seems that, you know, insects are showing up more and more around LA homes. I've noticed in my home, which I never have my windows open. I always have the air conditioning on because I struggle with allergies. I even have little tiny bugs somehow getting in. It means I must have a crack in my window.
Probably. But the point of the story, though, was...
If you could have only seen the look.
I know, I froze, but these bugs... They wanted to stress that there's good bugs and bad bugs.
Right.
So they have this image that I'm going to put on the website of a couple of them. They have a mosquito and a crane fly. People get those
now,
two
what
confused.
Is this? Okay.
Crane flies look like huge mosquitoes.
It's ginormous.
Yes. If it's bigger than a quarter, it's a crane fly, and they're completely harmless. So you don't have to kill them.
But, well, what about the mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes are evil and they must die.
They are. Make sure that, again, you know, because... You do not want these mosquitoes or crane flies breeding. So they thrive on water that's sitting out. So maybe you have, like, I know on the side of my sink at home, I have like this little dish where I hold, you know, like one of those Brillo pads. And sometimes there's water, a tiny bit of water that lays in there. That is like a hot spot for those flies to meet up and mate and want to live in my home. And so make sure you don't have any, you know, water laying around. But I guess the mosquito is the deadliest creature on the planet. Mosquito-borne disease is the cause of death in more than 1 million people every year worldwide. Again, I bring that up because if you are going to be out today, the last thing you want is to be bitten up by mosquitoes because it has been wet here. Mm-hmm. You got to get that soft scent. Skin so soft. I don't even know where you get that, but I believe it's Avon. I'm pretty sure it's Avon. It is. Avon representative.
It is Avon.
All right. KFI AM 640 Sunday mornings with Elizabeth A. Spinoza. My name is Hudson Hott. We'll check in Rocio Rivera.
The 24th annual.
Police in your dress tangles my neck. How do I live?
By AM 640 Sunday mornings with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott. Lots going on today. There's Sick Lavia that's happening. There's the UCLA Kidney Fair, which, by the way, they will have Spanish speaking people out today. So just an FYI. But what's on the calendar? What is on the calendar? I'll tell you one cool thing that's happening. We'll check in with DJ Annie Wonder. I love this, Annie.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, it's Baby DJ.
Baby DJ School.
Okay.
That's right.
This is so LA. Come on, this is so LA. Okay, what is Baby DJ School and how do people sign up for this?
Okay, so Baby DJ School, it's an interactive music program. It's ages 2 months to 5 years. And you can sign up at babydjschoolla.com. We're doing classes in Santa Monica and in Hollywood at Amoeba Music, actually. We do classes in the green room there.
Okay, this is so awesome. And how old are the kids?
So we do 2 months to 5 years.
Wow, you're really starting them young, DJ.
Yeah. They operate iPhones already and iPads, so get them started early, right?
Why not get them started in DJing? I am all down for that. Okay, again, pass out the website one more time for folks.
What was that?
The website again?
The website is babydjschoolla.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can register for either the Santa Monica class or the Amoeba Music class.
Okay, DJ Annie Wonder, thank you so much. Who knew there is such a thing called Baby DJ? We're talking calendar. As you know, we had on earlier Dr. Rastogi, who's going to be out at the UCLA Kidney Health Fair. Make sure you get out there. Again, Spanish speaking, you know, there's going to be a kidney zone. There's music, there's raffles, there's everything you need to know about kidney disease, and so much information we learned this morning from Dr. Rastogi that I had no idea. Kidneys are more than just cleaning your blood, and you'll get a chance to find out all about that. Let's find out about Busted. Scott Schultz, the producer and host of Busted. These are bus stories. I dig this, Scott.
Hi, Hudson. Thank you. Yeah, Busted is having our third anniversary today. It's true stories about getting around L.A. told by people who don't drive. So there's stories that take place on the bus, train, bicycling. We have Joseph Braley, city council candidate who just got a runoff against Gil Cedillo. He's telling a bicycle story today. We have comedians, regular storytellers, and then we invite audience members to come up and share their stories as well. And it's at Stories LA Books in Echo Park, 1716 Sunset Boulevard at 5 p.m. on the back patio.
This is so up my alley, Scott. This is so great. Oh my goodness. I wish
we
had time. Yes, I want to hear all these stories. Again, Scott Schultz, producer and host of Busted. Thank you so much, Scott. It's our calendar here at KFI AM 640. All the details, by the way, of everything that's happening, you can always find on our website at KFIAM640.com. I do want to remind you that earlier this morning, one person was killed, 14 have been injured in a shooting at a club at 1 o'clock this morning in Cincinnati. Several victims are undergoing... It's 15 victims now. 15 victims. There are several victims who are undergoing surgery. Cincinnati Police Sergeant had informed us, and right now they do not have any suspects in custody. They're interviewing witnesses. They're investigating that crime scene. There is a lot of chaos that's happening. This club has never had any kind of challenges in the past. The nightclub is Cameo Nightclub, and they allow admission to anyone over the age of 18 on Friday nights. They say that this is not an act of terrorism as they know right now. So right now we're up to 15. 15 people are injured. And again, we'll keep you updated on all the information you can always find on our website at KFI AM 640. It's Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. My name is Hudson Hott.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.